Today's Come On iPal is about earthquakes and tsunamis. So far in 2010, the world has been hit by a series of major earthquakes. In January, a magnitude 7 earthquake hit Haiti. In February, a magnitude 8.8 earthquake struck Chile. These earthquakes resulted in a lot of damage. In Haiti, more than 200,000 people died from such things as buildings collapsing. A tsunami resulted from the Chile quake, which generated enough power to cross the Pacific Ocean and cause damage even in Japan, which is 17,000 kilometers away. Massive earthquakes occurring on the ocean floor cause it to rise and fall further, causing major changes on the sea surface. And the resulting phenomenon is a tsunami, which sends massive waves in all directions. Did you know that the word tsunami is a Japanese word that has become commonly used throughout the world? Japan is a country that is hit by many earthquakes. Also, we are surrounded by the ocean, so we experience a lot of damage from tsunamis. 17 years ago, a 30-meter-high tsunami struck Hokkaido, causing massive damage. There are even predictions saying that there is a high probability that a magnitude 8.4 class earthquake will strike sometime in the near future in the area around Kagawa Prefecture. Kagawa faces the calm Seto Inland Sea, and it is not expected that we would be hit by tsunamis the likes of which the regions facing the Pacific would, but there still exists a possibility that areas by the sea could be hit by tsunami waves of 1 to 2 meters in height. In such an instance, it is predicted that the prefecture would face the possibility of major damage, including the flooding of more than 50,000 houses and buildings. Tsunamis travel very quickly in deep waters and can reach speeds comparable to those of jet airplanes once they approach offshore areas. Then, conversely, as they hit shallow waters, their speed decreases and the succeeding waves catch up to the initial tsunami front, piling up to reach very great heights. However, even though a tsunami traveling in shallow waters is slow, so to speak, it is as fast as an Olympic sprinter, so the average person would never be able to outrun it. In order to protect yourself against tsunamis, your best bet is to go to a safe place of refuge before you see a tsunami wave approaching. If you feel an earthquake while you are near the seashore, or if there happens to be a tsunami warning, you should go to a safe place as quickly as possible, even if you don't see the tsunami itself. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on April 11th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about the Japanese proficiency test. This is Chris, signing off.